First, the district feels teachers must share some of the cost for the retirement package. Second, it feels teachers should share a greater percentage of the cost for health insurance. During a news conference yesterday, Superintendent Patrick Toomey said the third issue is a $1,000 stipend teachers receive every November.
This stipend is not attached to any specific task in the contract. In the business world, when an employer receives additional money in November or December, we refer to it as a Christmas bonus. And we question if it should be part of a school district contract.
Macomb Education Association spokesperson Doug Matzey said the stipend was put into the contract in 2001 in exchange for a smaller pay raise. He said the amount of the stipend has not increased since then. He said it could have been paid out any time of the year and was not intended to be a Christmas bonus. Matzey is baffled by the school district's retirement and insurance concerns.
This is the first time we've ever heard of the board wanting to discuss this. We've never even seen a proposal from the board asking for a discussion about TRS retirement package, nor the individual health insurance.
Matzey said teachers have offered several alternatives to their original proposal, but those have been rejected without any new alternatives made by the district. Superintendent Toomey said teachers have until today to make a new contract proposal. If they don't, he's been authorized by the school board to declare an impasse. Once that's declared, both sides will have 7 days to present their final and best offer. Neither side is sure how the process would play out from there. Matzey says this is uncharted water for Macomb. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.